Election news now of the fabricated sort. This campaign season, satirists Bruce Kluger and David Slavin have given us details of a race that has ads, songs, debates, everything but a basis in reality. Now, the conclusion of the race between Senator Chuck Zeffirelli and his challenger businessman Bob Gunderson.
Exit polls indicate that the race between Chuck Zeffirelli and Bob Gunderson is too close to call. But that's far from the big story this evening. Just 20 minutes ago, both candidates withdrew from the race under clouds of scandal. Trouble began for Mr. Gunderson at noon today when local plastic surgeon Dr. Marvin Sharp called an impromptu press conference to make a shocking announcement.
I have given Bob Gunderson weekly injections of Botox for the past 11 years. Although Mr. Gunderson may appear to be 68 years old, he is actually 102.
Faced with possible perjury charges and confessing a sudden need to lie down, Gunderson announced his withdrawal from the race before a room full of stunned supporters.
Our hard work was not in vain. The $69.5 million that I personally spent on this campaign was worth every penny, because I got to meet so many extraordinary people throughout our great state. People like Millie Lawrence. Born without a head, Millie still manages to bob for apples every year at her Halloween charity event. Just like Millie, I'll continue to reach for that elusive fruit. God bless you, and God bless America.
Yet there was no time for celebration in the Zeffirelli camp across town. 10 minutes after Gunderson's startling revelation, federal marshals assembled the media for a surprise announcement of their own.
At 10:30 this morning, Senator Charles E. Zeffirelli was indicted on 35 counts of racketeering and fraud. The charges stem from the senator's relationship with Levine and Sons Brick Facing and Stucco Company, to whom Mr. Zeffirelli recently awarded a contract to brick face the Appalachian Trail.
Before being whisked away, Senator Zeffirelli was permitted to speak to his supporters.
I must say ciao for now, my friends, but not arrivederci. Even behind bars, I'll continue to build that bridge to the 22nd century. And while it's true that I must now pay a toll on that bridge, I'm here to tell each and every one of you, I have exact change.
How this will play out is anybody's guess. With the vote counting underway but no candidate available to take office, most analysts believe this sticky situation will be resolved by our democracy's most impartial arbiter, the United States Supreme Court.
Satire from Bruce Kluger and David Slavin with Jane Gennaro, J.R. Horn, and David Tabatsky.